This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Double dip today, day-night doubleheader, 1 o'clock or 1:10 first pitch for the first one, 7:10 later on tonight against the Brewers. A couple things here. Obviously, the Mets are playing horrific brand of baseball, and they have been for, you know, 3 weeks. I still don't think it's panic time, BT, because you have to think of where the Mets organization has been at. For me, the majority of my existence as a Mets fan, there have been real reasons to panic or be angry or be frustrated, and that is because ownership didn't want to go spend enough. The GMs were incompetent or didn't know what they were going to do. They had to acquire real talent. They didn't have enough talent. Right now, I think it's the unfortunate circumstance of having an organization that has not earned the equity from the fan base or media members. That's number one. And I knew that was going to happen weeks ago if they continued this losing streak. Number two, they have taken on water in every aspect of their team. Now, if it continues that, like, if Manaea doesn't come back healthy and pitch well soon, or Senga doesn't come back eventually, they're going to be toast. Like, there's only so much you could overcome. Name me the teams in the big leagues that can withstand losing what the Mets have lost as far as their starting center fielder, their starting DH. Now, the catcher hasn't performed, but still, he was banged up. Vientos, whatever, again, hasn't performed. Both starting pitchers, your top two starting pitchers, not to mention other guys in that rotation, guys in the bullpen, and right now you're seeing the culmination. But with all that being said, there's still 11 games over 500. There's still just a couple games back. Now, sooner than later, they're going to have to start playing better baseball, but for me, I don't think this is a bad ball club. I think it's a club that has some question marks and some issues, but is taking on water in multiple areas all at once, which makes it feel a lot worse than it is big picture.
Listen, we could get to how they've gotten to this point a couple of different ways. Now, I don't disagree with everything that you said. The problem is, do they have enough buckets to make sure this water gets off the boat that's starting to drop?
Well, they have enough time.
They definitely have time.
And they're 11 games over 500. So, like, think about what would have to happen for them to be 500, which, by the way, I've seen plenty of 500 teams bounce back over the last 2 months. So, like, they've built up so much equity. I don't know this. I had the people at SNY looking at this for later for the TV show. I would venture to say this is one of the best starts still in franchise history. So for me to go nuts and panic and say they're bad, I'm not. Now, World Series, that's not even, you can't even talk about that right now. Right now it's about, hey, can they
stabilize.
Right. Do they have enough buckets to stabilize before it gets really bad?
Okay, and so My concern with the Mets is that there's a lot of contingencies right now. Yeah. And generally in sports, when there's so many, well, if this happens, if this guy gets back, if this guy does this, when you rely on so many of those, they very rarely all work out enough where the season goes where either you thought it would go or wanted to go or both. Now, the other thing about the Mets, I said this yesterday, is that, or 2 days ago, I guess, is that really, I can't look at them right now and say, this is why I think they'll sweep the Brewers today. But this is why I think they'll take 2 out of 3 against the Yankees. Or this is why, and they could, but those would not be tangible enough for me to feel good about. Because I can't, there's no way I could look at the starting pitching and say, that's going to stabilize things. I can't look at the bullpen, even though they got a couple of days off, so maybe that's going to be better. But I don't like the bullpen, I don't mean the back end, the other stuff of the bullpen. I don't like the offense right now, really outside of Soto, and I don't even really love the defense. So when I look at, like, okay, what component of the 2020, forget about history, and forget about World Series, and forget about everything, but just right now, July 2nd, moving forward, getting this fixed, what part of the team, again, besides Soto, who's doing his job this month, or last month,
but it can't just be one guy.
Is going to pull them out of this mess, and I just see too many contingencies now.
Well, it would have to be the guys that are here, because if you're saying right now, so that eliminates Manaea.
Alvarez.
It eliminates a potential
Senga,
trade. Yeah, all that stuff.
Yep.
But that is part of why I'm ultimately not panicking, because I do trust David Stern sooner than later is going to be like, okay, now we now need to definitively make a move here. Like, it's getting too late. It's getting too close to danger zone. We need to plug this hole, plug that, whatever it may be. Those are all parts of it. That plus getting those guys back. Right now, there is no choice other than Lindor, Soto, Alonso, Nimmo, Vientos. Those guys have to pick this team up. The bullpen is overused and not very good. The starting rotation, you look at it even on paper, you're toast. It's just not, their formula was working. Solid five innings from the starter, whoever it may be, handed over to a solid bullpen and hit enough to win. That was working for a certain period. They were going to need to hit more eventually or get healthier in the starting rotation to have them go deeper. It all came crumbling down at once. The only thing that they could hang their hat on now is that lineup. And those guys just haven't gotten done consistently enough. But it's not like they don't have the guys. They do. They just got to start getting it done.
I wish the Mets' energy was better. That's what started worrying me. It's different, but it's also part of, do you have enough buckets to fix this year? Now, last year's chemistry was last year's chemistry. That uniqueness might not be recreated for another 25, 30 years. Like, it was fun. They were vibing. They were playing well. It was a good thing, and I know the fans loved it. Now, I know in baseball, when you don't play well, you can look almost apathetic, like, almost indifferent. You know, 0 for 4s and 1 for 5s and losing 12 to 2. That'll do it to any team. I don't care who you are. But I need to start seeing. I got to start seeing some fight, some outward emotion and resistance and intolerance to this horrific. I mean, the Pirates series was maybe the worst series of baseball that I've ever watched in my life.
It just can't happen.
And I think it's got to start with a what they project energy-wise, and that's got to be Lindor. It ain't going to be Pete with the energy. It's got to be Lindor.
Yeah, okay. See, now I think you're onto something that's more of a root issue that I've been talking about since 2022. See, for now, like, if you look at Lindor, if he doesn't hit, they're not going to, like, there are certain things you just can't go, well, go get this guy, go get that guy. We talk about it with the Yankees where, okay, they could get a third baseman. That's an easy fix. Move Jazz a second, get a third baseman. Yeah. A bigger problem could be Volpe, because if Volpe's not a competent shortstop, they could be screwed. All right, so the Mets, if Vientos doesn't hit and Lindor doesn't hit, they've got issues. Like,
then they're not a playoff team if that's the case.
Exactly. So there's no point even discussing that. Those guys have to do their job. Same thing you could even say with Manaea and Senga. If at least one of those guys don't come back, there's no point having the conversation.
Your best player's got to play well. That's it. For any team.
Rule number one. So at least they have the players. Okay. Now the bigger issue, and you know I love Juan Soto, so I don't think that this is on
you?
Him. Yeah.
No.
Well, don't know if you know that.
Get the breaking news sound here on the fan. Get me. Got breaking news. He likes Soto.
I am not putting this on him. But remember how I told you Jack Parkman vibes a couple of weeks ago? We talked about this.
Maybe, I remember the conversation.
Maybe even a month ago. Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah, sure. The
Jack
movie, of
Parkman
course.
Comes over, all-world player, producer, but just it never fit right with the club.
A little to himself, a little detached.
And now this is me from the outside. This is not me talking to anybody. It's just my interpretation of watching this team from afar.
Mm-hmm.
Something is off with the chemistry. You don't have that much talent and that much ability and perform the way that they have consistently for 3 weeks, especially against the crappy Pittsburgh Pirates. Teams are playing downhill against the Mets, and it seems like the Mets are just, I don't want to say go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going through the motions, but there's something off. And I'm just speculating that maybe it's the new guy in town. Like, don't you think it's odd that the Mets played their best baseball for months when Juan Soto wasn't doing much? And now all of a sudden the guy's had a historic June to where he's been the best outside of Judge, maybe the, and even with Judge included in June, maybe the best player in the sport in the month of June, but yet the Mets go into their funk. Like, that doesn't add up to me. So is there some sort of either jealousy, resentment, not fitting in, not comfortable, like something, there's got to be something off. Now that's on the manager, it's on Soto, it's on Lindor, the leader, it's on those guys to fix it, if it is a problem. But I don't look at this as just saying, well, they don't have enough talent or so-and-so's not performing. I think it's something deeper than that. I think that this core... I mean, I've said this in 2022. I would trade McNeil. I'd look to trade Nimmo. Yep. And I love Brandon Nimmo, but if you could find a taker and pay some of the money and then bring in a different type player, I don't know, dude. I think that something with the infrastructure of this group is off this particular year.
Okay, that's pretty bold, pretty interesting there. I don't necessarily disagree. I think the question is, do we expect that aspect to radically change? Now, it's going to look better when they start winning.
Yeah.
Provided they start winning, it's just going to, it's going to look better just based on guys feeling better about themselves, banging a few hits. See, the Juan Soto that the Mets acquired, and I knew this, but it didn't infiltrate the season negatively because the dynamic between Soto and Judge was so amazing, like the Yankees couldn't help but win, right?
It's also different. They had a clear... leader.
Pecking order of power and leadership. Yes, I was going to actually, you beat me to it. That's part of it. But the Juan Soto that you acquired, and it's the same Juan Soto the Yankees acquired, and the Padres and everybody, he is a robotic, and that's a compliment,
yes,
individualist.
Correct.
He is to himself. Now, I'm not saying he won't dap you up and do the picture with Marte. He's engaged in that. Yeah. He's got pulled
he's
in maybe a little
fun,
reluctant. He's
that.
Having fun. I'm not saying he's not having fun. But like the... there was an issue in the Padres clubhouse as well, and I'm not going to drop that at Juan Soto's doorstep.
Right.
As a matter of fact, if anything, I think it's others. What trickled out of San Diego's clubhouse was Juan was not appreciative of the fact that, in his opinion, it was not about baseball enough, and Juan Soto is all about baseball, which is a really good thing, but there are other aspects of the game where, you know, hitting off the tee and doing the drills and watching the film and being so immersed in your swing, you never want him to lose that. And he won't. That's what got him paid. But can he do enough of the other stuff, not to fit in, because of course he's fit in, but to be more of an asset when he's out of the batter's box?
Or how about the others around him just accept it for what it is? Now, again, I don't know if this is an issue or not. All I'm saying is something doesn't add up to me. And you can easily say, well, Sal, it's just the pitching staff. They've been ravaged by injury. That's falling apart. And then the bullpen has to, you know, overwork themselves and they're tired. Maybe, but I'm looking a little deeper into things. And remember, too, one issue that was not there with the Yankees a year ago, the contract.
Yep.
Like that, when somebody comes into your established clubhouse and is the new guy in town and he's making that much money.
And Pete had a fight for every nickel.
And he doesn't want to partake in some of the silly stuff, maybe, or that's just not his.
Yeah,
not the,
like, I got it.
Like,
I understand what you're saying.
It's an easy thing to do the math on and say that maybe. Now, again, when you say like there's an issue, I'm just saying that maybe it takes a little time for this group to gel and mm-hmm. fit and play for each other. Remember, they had a meeting, and Darling, I think, was talking about this, was saying that usually when you have those players' meetings, it's to make sure nobody's pointing fingers. And maybe that's a part of I don't know, but I just find it odd that the Mets go into a tailspin that coincides with Juan Soto taking off. That does not add up.
Could you imagine what they look like if he was hitting 230 with an OPS of 790? I mean, hasn't really changed the bottom line result, but God, it would be minor league-ish. All right, so let's individualize this because I think we're onto something interesting. Now, I'm going to use it's not the right name because you know him very well. You worked with him. We all know him.
Yeah.
But just imagine if somebody like Mike Francesa, like that shadow in the industry, right?
Yeah.
Came to WFAN, started doing a show.
And like now, you're saying?
Right now. Yeah, okay. And we're all here, all right? I'm not saying anybody loses their job, but in addition to, all right? And we're making what we're making, and he's making however many times what we're making.
Right, right.
And, you know, now we don't necessarily do this because the guys in the morning got to get up early, and Tiki's got four kids, and Evan's going to games, and I'm always at the fields, and you have a daughter. Like, we're all busy. But imagine if we were like, come on, we're going to go grab a couple beers, or we're going to go get some wings and watch the game. And every time we were trying to connect with the new Mike, he's like, nah, yeah, I'm good. Like, you didn't feel it. Not that you couldn't still pump out good shows, but there's going to be a less than optimal morale at the station.
Yeah, maybe,
I don't know if that's it. I don't know.
Maybe a better example would be if it were somebody within the show, because in the baseball lineup or on a team, you kind of want to have everybody pulling together.
Yeah, I just say that, though, because he came from a different team. I'm coming from a different station, so to speak.
It.
You know, again, not a perfect analogy, but human emotions are fragile. They're unpredictable, even for these big, bad, amazingly physically and usually mentally wired athletes. When it goes, it goes. And it's gone right now wrong on every level for the Mets. And that's why I think it's got to start, because Sang's not pitching tonight. You know, he's not pitching either of the games, and neither is Manaea. It's got to start with just a little bit of a rally. Well, I got to see some more outward energy from this team. They look dormant.
Which is why I would trade Jeff McNeil. Because I've been on this for a long time. I don't like McNeil's body language. Never have, never will. And I think he could be a somewhat productive, useful player to another. He also shouldn't be playing center field. Like,
oh, my God.
He's serviceable for a game or two. He's not a center fielder. You could see it clearly. So it's not his fault they're putting him in a bad position. If you trade Jeff McNeil, here's what I would do. That would be the first piece. Trade Jeff McNeil and just move on from him. It's not trying to get anything in return. Whatever you can get from the deal, great. If not, just shed his salary and open up a spot for Acuna. And now I want Acuna to play every single day. He's a high-energy guy.
Little juice.
Great defensive player.
Yeah, he's got a little snap.
Speed. You bat him ninth.
Yep.
You know, I know his offensive game. Let him, give him the runway. Let's see what he could do.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm changing the energy, changing a little bit of the mojo and body language, giving a young player an opportunity that I saw make a difference last year when he came onto the scene, and even at times this year. So there's no, like, he's a part-time player, you let him play. That would be number one. The other move that I would look to make, as I mentioned this before with Nimmo, is because the Mets will get a center fielder, whoever it may be, Mullins, whatever.
When is Siri coming back? Is he playing this year?
I don't know. That's, who knows? But either way.
Is he out for the whole year?
I don't know. I think he had a setback, which is setting him, obviously setting him back.
Yeah.
But they're not changing right field. They're not changing first base. Not changing shortstop. Third base, they could get a third baseman, but they also have plenty of different options there. I would look, and catcher is what it is. Is there a good catcher they could go get? Or is it better to rely on Alvarez? I would look at left field. And again, I don't know if there's going to be a taker on Nimmo. I just know that everybody loves the on-base stuff, and he's a really...
Now, they used to. He's not on base. Years in a row, five, it's going wrong. It's in the wrong direction.
His numbers actually aren't awful.
No, like, they're not. But you know what it is? He's never consistent. Like, Nimmo goes on a kind of like Stanton. Like, goes on like a without the power.
Yeah,
although he does
without
have power.
That much power.
Without that much power. When he bangs him, he hits long home runs, actually, as you know, Nimmo. But
he's a good chemistry guy. Like,
he,
good club
is he, though?
He's a good leader.
No, I think he is... Yeah, no, I think that he is. I think he sets the right tone.
Him
by his
and
work,
Lindor
I think.
Have been. Yeah, me too.
I do.
But there's you can't move, like, they're not moving Lindor, they're not moving Pete, and they're certainly not moving Juan Soto. So who of that big group can be moved? Maybe they move Nimmo. And again, I don't know if it's even possible. Would another team be willing to take him, even if you paid half his contract? I'm not sure.
He's 32.
I mean.
You know, not old, not young, no arm.
It's an area where they can upgrade with a. with a more consistent performer. By the way, I'll tell you who looked good this weekend is Brian Reynolds.
He did. It's probably ironic. Yeah, I was watching. We were talking about him all day.
Yeah, same thing. Right, the day before. Hey, he's washed up. Whatever. You watch him play, you take him in that line. Anyway, point is, that's what I would look to do. I don't know if it's possible. I think trading McNeil is realistic. I'm not sure about Nimmo. I would look to make a move like that and just change it up a little bit and then hope that they get some of these guys back and hope that some of these guys start to perform. That's all they could do. They built the team to compete. They've just got to go out there and compete.
Here's why I would move Nimmo today if I had a chance here. And again, you're right. They'd have to eat some of the money. I remember saying this a while ago because I've always liked him, but I've never been as impressed with him as a player as some. One, two, three, four. Sal, this is the sixth. Now, there's a lot of baseball to go here, so this could change. Six straight years, his on-base percentage, which is always what
that's
he was lauded for.
Yeah.
So it went from, let me see, 404 to 401, which is amazing, to 367, which is still good, to 363, last year to 323, and this year his on-base percentage is down to 316.
Yeah, it's not good.
Like, that's just, that's a massive drop.
Nah, he's,
that's what he was best at.
Which is maybe why you can't, and look, maybe if you can't trade him, you just have him relegated to a way lesser role.
I don't think you guys have enough players to sit him. He's got to play. That's the problem.
I'm saying maybe DH before Winker gets back. Like,
that's what you're saying.
They need another. They definitely need a center fielder. They might need a replacement for Nimmo as well. All right, BT. Because otherwise you need him to perform, and he hasn't performed. So which one is it? Are you going to rely on him all of a sudden to wake up?
No.
Or maybe go get somebody who can?
No, him
produce.
And McNeil, I think they are who they are at this point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.